the plumber's wife turned business makeover expert. Welcome to Business Makeover 2014. Here we are together, 1 hour of inspiration and an opportunity to make this year our best year yet. Hey, it takes 21 days. We're going to bring 21 experts, and you'll have some new success habits. And I've got some surprises in store. We keep getting more surprises lined up for you, so hang tight and check your email every day. I'm so happy to spend this time with you and our experts. So be present. Participate in this next hour. I am so excited to introduce you to our guest today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Darnielle Jervy, and her business is Incredible You. Is that right, Darnielle? It's Incredible One.
It's Incredible One Enterprises.
Incredible One Enterprises. This is because you are Incredible You. Our interview title for today is Mindset for Success in Business. And Darnielle has a rockin' list of points that she wants to share with us today, and I want to get into that. But I want to share how you and I met. We have a mutual friend, Melinda Emerson, the small biz lady, who's also interviewed as part of this program. She does a rockin' job. But Melinda asked me to come out and participate in a weekend reinvention event that she had. And I've done several things like this before, and you go and you're on a panel, and as you sit down at the panel and you've got the audience in front of you and you've got new friends right next to you, people who you've just met, like Darnielle, you always think, I wonder what they got. I wonder if what their energy is going to be like, and you never know. Well, as soon as we get started, Melinda asked Darnielle a question, and we were off to the races. Your energy, your enthusiasm, your trust, your faith, your belief in business, in yourself, and in others is so addictive and so contagious that you just had to be part of Business Makeover 2014. So thank you for saying yes.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm excited to be here.
Well, let me share a little bit about you. She's an MBA and a sought-after speaker, author, award-winning certified business and executive coach. She's also a gifted marketer. If you see her website, go to her website and check out. You can see this information at businessmakeover2014.com/Jervy. Jervey. Now, that's the link that's going to get you to the offer and details about Darnielle today. And also, you'll see how to get to her site. And what's your direct site? IncredibleOneEnterprises.com, right?
Yep, that's it.
Okay. All right. Because just you can check out her site. She really understands how to market online, and you're going to learn a lot just by checking her out. For more than 15 years, Darnielle has used her vision and insight to help business leaders at various levels for all kinds of companies to accelerate their brand. Her parent company, she teaches authentic and compelling marketing and business brand optimization strategies to entrepreneurs so they can build on solid, thriving, holistically successful businesses. And Amethyst Consulting Group is a division of her parent company where she teaches emerging, expanding, and executive business leaders how to align authentic personal brands that advance organizations without selling out, burning out, or stressing out. So you work one-on-one with business owners, and you also work for big companies. And I'm laughing because Amethyst Consulting is perfect because you always wear purple.
I try to.
And you've written 5 books. You've been featured in O Magazine, Essence, Black Enterprise, all over the place. You're famous, sister, and I'm so happy to have you. So let's get started. For those folks on the line who are just meeting Darnielle for the first time, tell me your story. Let's go back. This whole event is about breakthrough, makeover. You know, I feel like I'm too old to go slow, too old to waste time. I'm not much of a time waster, but I feel like I really need to accelerate my life, get simpler, get more focused, get going in the direction of what I really, really want. And that is very much my motivation and inspiration for this event. So as you reflect back on your history and your story, underline the moments in your life that were breakthrough, makeover, reinvention moments for you too.
Oh my. Okay, so this is interesting. This is going to be a great conversation because I feel like My path to where I am today has been filled with makeovers and breakthroughs from one level to another. I'll start by quickly saying this. My professional background probably starts like many of your listeners. I started in corporate America. You know, I graduated from high school, went to college, graduated from college, took a job at a financial services company, progressed rather quickly. Within about 3 years, I was a vice president for that company. And nearing my 10th year, I call it my 10th year itch, I started to get a little frustrated coming to work for someone else every single day. It was when the thought or the prospect of being an entrepreneur started to become exciting for me. I was going through a lot of changes in my personal life as well as professionally in my career, and the thought of sitting behind someone else's desk for one more day, it started to make me sick to my stomach. And so I did what I wouldn't, you know, highly recommend that anybody else do. I walked away from my very lucrative six-figure salary to pursue my passion. At that time, my passion was Mary Kay Cosmetics. And I had
Which is one of the reasons why you're so beautiful.
When I quit my job. Say that again.
It's one of the reasons you're so beautiful. And the fun part about this this business makeover event is there's people from all over the place. In my world, Darnielle, there's a lot of plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical. I call it, you know, I'm very proud of the Dirty Jobs moniker that Mike Rowe started, you know, about Dirty Jobs. So I work with a lot of people who work with their hands, not always folks who went to college or worked for a corporation, although there are lots of folks like that too. So it's a big mix on our listenership. However, I think a lot of people can relate, anybody can relate to that 10-year itch. Maybe you're working for daddy. Maybe you're working in a business that you built, but it's starting to wear on you, and that making you sick, it'll happen. It'll make you sick if you need a change. Sometimes sickness becomes the catalyst for change. So
Carry on. It's interesting. I was just literally about to say that because I know that a lot of your people are, you know, in those types of professions. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to this. When you get to that point where you can't, when the thought of staying the same becomes far less than the pain to change, you'll change. And so I quit the job. I stepped out on faith to see if I had what it took. I started out, you know, with Mary Kay, got some great success there, and then eventually I found the same exact, what I call the crossroad experience, my road less traveled, and I did it again. And then I started my own company, Incredible One Enterprises. Here's the breakdown, or here's the makeover. So when I started my business, although I already held this advanced degree in MBA and blah, 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 I started a business, and I didn't have a clue on how to do it correctly, and so I was broke. The very first year, we made $20,000 in our business, which is about, you know, 63.52% of small business owners never make more than $25,000. So I was right in the gist of the statistic.
Wow.
And I was struggling. Yeah, that's the statistic. You know, so I was really, really struggling with probably a lot of the things that those who are listening are struggling with and the reason why they need this makeover. I was also, and hopefully this isn't your fault. Of course it's not your fault because you're here. I had a big ego. You know, because I came from this corporate background and was a hot shot and had this advanced degree, I didn't think I needed any help. I thought I could do it all by myself.
Oh, I live on Know-It-All Lane, Darnielle.
The name of my
street is Know-It-All Lane. I have made a career of getting rid of that know-it-all-ness.
Yeah, I'm so grateful that I did eventually get rid of it. But for the first year and a half in my business, I thought I knew it all. So I wasn't getting help. I wasn't doing what I knew that I was created to do. And so eventually, you know, I was able to hear enough to say, okay, maybe there is somebody else who can help me. You know, one of my favorite quotes today is a Jim Rohn, it's hard to see the picture when you are the frame. And so I decided to let someone else look at my picture because I was the frame. And that was the beginning of really changing my business. Now, what I do, I couldn't do it for myself because we can't coach ourselves. We can't propel ourselves to the level of seeing beyond what we know because we're always going to gravitate back to what's comfortable. And so, I was at the point of destitution, you know, bankrupt, no income coming in, and I made the investment, and I didn't even know how I was going to pay the investment, but I truly did. I stepped out on faith, and it was the best thing that ever happened because in getting someone else to help me to turn my business into what I knew it was supposed to be when I wrote my business plan, everything begin to change for me. So if I had to share anything about who I am in my own words, today I'm a woman who is extremely passionate by helping people understand their innate gifts and talents and how to use those gifts and talents in order to change the world. And I've chosen entrepreneurship as the primary vehicle that I like to utilize to help people to take their gifts to the point of serving other people and creating wealth for their families.
I love that. And I love what you said. In fact, I just posted this on Twitter, that I don't help people do what I do. I help them do what they want to do. And that was what you just shared, that you help them bring their gifts and talents and dreams to the party. And I think that's really important, to reach out for help. But don't model yourself after someone else. Reach for help so that they can help you become the best you can be.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what next? So did you continue on with Mary Kay, or did you decide, no, this is, I got to embrace
it? No, so I sent my pink Cadillac back to the company, and well, I started Incredible One Enterprises in late 2007.
Okay.
And then I sent my pink Cadillac back to the company in 2008. I let my clients go, or my clients, my beauty consultants go to the annual event. It's called Career Conference, because they had worked really, really hard to get, we were number one in our state, so they had worked really, really hard for that. So once we came back from Career Conference in April, I sent my car back to the company. And that's when Incredible One was officially doing what it was supposed to do. And, you know, I'm really grateful for the time that I had in Mary Kay, because were it not for many of the personal development things that, you know, we're going to have a conversation about mindset and how essential it is to being able to really get what you want in your life and in your business, I wouldn't have had that seed planted were it not for Mary Kay. So I'm very, very grateful for that. But I knew very early on in the process that that wasn't my forever, that it was just the bridge to get me to using my true, pure, innate gifts and talents to be able to really usher transformation into the lives of others.
Well, let me ask you to comment on this. Do you find that at the time you can't see why, you know, you went through this career at corporate America and then you went through Mary Kay and you hadn't found where you were going to land yet, but it all adds up, because I can imagine there were things that you learned in both of those career moments that really – you're leveraging today in your current path, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I wouldn't be the businesswoman that I am today were it not for 10 years in a Fortune 500 financial services company and 5 years in Mary Kay Cosmetics. Absolutely not.
It parlays.
Many of the strategies that I utilized to get to the top of Mary Kay are what I've utilized to build this multiple six-figure business. So absolutely.
Yeah, so sometimes we think we're on the right wrong track, but it all leads to to where we're supposed to be if we keep asking the right questions and working on our business and our personal development. Okay, so go on. So you started your business in 2007. What have been some aha moments or breakthrough moments with your business? Because you started out, it was kind of thin, then you started to get focused. What are some moments that you look back on that you can say, yeah, that was a real breakthrough for me, or a moment I knew I needed to make another change?
Right. So, of course, you know, with the work that I do, I work with, you know, various stage entrepreneurs. So when I first started, I was a generalist. And what that meant is I would help anybody do anything. If you needed it, I had it, which is so wrong. So, you know, the first breakthrough really came in getting crystal clear about what it is that I'm best at. There are many things I can do, but there's only a few things that I do extremely well, better than anyone else.
Oh,
and because you're the one who's in it every single day, you can't see it well enough to be able to depict it for yourself. So by hiring the very first coach that I hired into 2009, she was able, in a very short period of time, she was helped me to get crystal clear about what I do best. Here I was when I first started my business, Ellen, I'm trying to be a life coach. And don't get me wrong, I mean, you know, life coaching is great. But where I've always excelled in my life is in business, and specifically in marketing and branding and packaging and positioning. That has always been my area of brilliance, because I am a genius with words. But I was so busy on the phone talking to clients who wanted to lose weight or didn't understand why they were single, and that was not my area to excel. So not only was I not excited about it, but I wasn't helping them to get revolutionary breakthroughs that would shift them. So and being able to do that very first work and having somebody else look at my picture really began to create the amazing breakthrough that is what I am today. And so by making that slight shift and really focusing on my core area of brilliance, you know, my business immediately, we went from, you know, $20,000 that first year to $88,000 the next year, just from getting clear on who I should be targeting. So the lesson here for those of you who are listening is, while you can, regardless of, you know, your field of entry, if you're HVAC, if you're a plumber, if you're not in those, you know, hands-on types of professions, although you can do it for everyone, figuring out where you really want to segment and where you want to become a specialist is going to be very important to the process of experiencing a makeover in your business. And so that was probably the very first breakthrough. And
I just want to interrupt to underline that one, because, you know, there'll be a one-man band, and he does plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical, commercial, residential, and, you know, one call does it all, and he's not going to do it well. He's not going to do it well. So you could get big, and you could, you know, create those vertical niches, but you're so much better served to start by identifying what it is that you do so very well and who you could work for who would really appreciate that. This is gold.
Yeah, and you can eventually decide to diversify your portfolio and bring other offerings in, but you may not be the one who performs the service. Like, as an example, a small contingent of my clients, we provide done-for-you marketing support. Well, I don't do websites and graphic design. However, I have aligned my company with amazing website designers and graphic designers. So I can help you with the marketing copy and creating the effective message, and then I can transfer you to someone else within the lineage of my company, so to speak, to do those other pieces. So I'm not saying you can't have a diversified offering, but my recommendation is that you be a specialist, because no one hires generalists. Even in the general contracting space, we look at those who specialize in roofing versus those who specialize in doors versus those who specialize in wood floors. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that you're crystal clear where you're a specialist, because that's going to help you to rise to the top and become that obvious choice for those who are seeking that service when they see you consistently through your marketing efforts.
Oh, you rock. All right. So let's understand, let's kind of turn our attention then to marketing and branding. So you discovered that this was your niche. Tell me more about that discovery. Like, how did you embrace it, and what are the areas that you have your genius? I love the way you lay claim to your genius, too. You don't apologize for it at all.
Thank you. So I, you know, once I had, and this is the value of working with a coach, because the first person I hired was a coach. Now, coaching is the process by which the answers that are inside of you are made obvious and known to you. Coaches do not tell you what to do, period. So my very first coach asked me those deep and probing questions and helped me to uncover what's been inside of me all along, because here's the thing, you already have it. You have everything you need to build the most amazing life possible in you right now. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending upon how you look at it, we are seldom able to unlock all of the pieces ourselves. Because we, you know, 95% of our success, 90 to 95% of our success is tied to our mindset, the 6 inches between our ears, but we only spend 5 to 10% on the things around our mind. We want to spend all this time on all the external pieces instead of going inward and doing our inner work, which is why we get trapped and we don't get the breakthroughs. So in working with this coach and having her really help me drill down on what I do amazingly, it immediately, Ellen, immediately became crystal clear, immediately. Like, the light came on, I got excited, or as I like to say, I got tickled purple, and I immediately began shifting everything in my business to focus on offering insight and direction from a marketing and branding perspective for my clients. Now, I will say this. When my clients come to me, we don't just do, you know, we don't just make sure you have a sound marketing message. We are holistic. So I do look at your numbers. I do make sure that you're thinking like a CEO and not like a hobbyist who happens to have a business on the side. I do make sure that you're making operational decisions to advance the business. But what brings my clients through the doors is the recognition that they have a marketing problem, because we know if there are not clients and there's no revenues coming in, that's a problem. But I like to plug all of the holes. Part of the problem typically is either the marketing message or the consistency of their marketing, but another piece of the problem is really looking at how all of these pieces synergize, especially when we have so many, like you call them, one-man shows in the world. You know, of the 28 million businesses that there are, roughly 22 million of them are solopreneurs. So that's the bulk of the people in the small business space, and they're not thinking about how they are inhibiting their business from being successful because they're trying to do everything themselves.
One of the things that you're willing to do is integrate the marketing and the brand with the results and the numbers. Your experience in corporate America was in finance?
Business development.
Business development, but you looked at balance sheet, profit and loss.
Right.
You're cool with the money, honey?
Yes, I am.
See, I think that so many times there's this idea, well, my business isn't working because I don't have enough in sales, or I'm not getting the right customers through the door. And absolutely, that's one piece of the problem. But one of my mentors told me that business is an engineering problem. There are a lot of variables in business.
Mm-hmm.
And another variable is, are you priced right? Are you paying attention to the numbers? Is your debt sucking every last bit of cash out of you? So I love that you're not afraid to also explore those numbers. Now, a lot of people who are really creative, like you are, don't like the numbers. Was that an issue for you, or have you always been able to reconcile the two?
I am not a numbers genius. Like, I mean, I can get you to a point, but I know enough about the numbers because I like to have money to count.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to know enough to know what I'm looking at. But I'm not.
It doesn't
have to
be that complicated. So that's a good way to say it.
I know the uncomplicated piece, but I also know when, you know, to borrow from Kenny Rogers, I know when to hold them and I know when to fold them. But I know enough to help my clients really understand what their numbers are supposed to be. I know how to read it, tell them what numbers need to be there. And that's because I've done the work myself. It's not my primary background. I mean, my undergraduate degree is in English. So it's not my background. However, I think if we really want to be effective, we learn what we need to learn and we become competent was the word that popped in, but that's not what I really want to say. But we become good enough at what we need to know, and then we know at which point mm-hmm. we need to engage someone else to help us.
I can identify that education that you had in English as well, because you are very erudite and you use really great words. So all of this built to help you become this marketing genius. However, the biggest issue is the mindset. Let's go there for a minute, because I want to talk about your discovery of mindset as well, let me share it this way. A lot of times I'm working with clients and we all know what needs to be done, but the block to getting it done has to do with relationships, has to do with beliefs and philosophies and fear and a lack of self-esteem and all those other issues that go on between the ears, like you say. So how did this discovery about mindset as being so important come to you, as well as let's talk about some tips for addressing what goes on between your two ears?
Yeah, absolutely. So how did I get it? I've always been very enamored by thought processes. And in order to really tell the story, I'm going to go back into some of my story a little bit. So, you know, I come from a very chaotic at best situation. You know, I was born into a family where my parents were drug addicts. My mom went to jail when I was very young. My brothers all caught up in that. That was my community. That's kind of where I came from. And people ask me all the time, I'm one of seven children, and I'm the only one who graduated from high school and went on to college. And I'm asked all the time, how is it that you made it out? And so I've always been extremely fond of words. From the age of 10, I've loved words. I've had a love affair with words. And so I read a lot. I read a book a week, Ellen. So I really began at a very early age to use my mind to get me out of the chaos that I lived in every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And by being able to take control of that, it positioned me to look at my situation from a different vantage point. You know, I would venture to guess if we were to have a conversation with my brothers and sisters right now, they would tell you a totally different story than the one that I would tell about our upbringing and where we come from because of what I chose to place my mind on. Now, you know, the average person has 60,000 thoughts a day. 3,000 of those thoughts are conscious. That means that, you know, we are completely in control. It's volitional. We get to choose right or wrong, yes or no. And then we have 57,000 thoughts a day that are habitual. They're going on whether we're involved in them or not. And our subconscious mind really has the ability to control our conscious mind. The few conscious thoughts that we do have over the course of the day are largely governed by what happens in our subconscious mind. Now, we can shift and change this. But without any knowledge of that, the things that we do every single day are based on our fears and beliefs. Because of what we learned, believe it or not, Ellen, in our first 7 years of living, The first 7 years, your entire script was written. And your ability to, you will replicate, it's so amazing, like some of the work I get to do with my clients. We chart out their first 7 years, and then we see where the patterns repeat themselves every 7 years in their life. So as an example, if as a child you experienced, like I did, we were poor. We were very, very poor. There was not a lot of money. And I can remember playing the tape over and over again when my dad says, you have to work hard for money. Mm-hmm. Money does not grow on a tree out back. And I can remember even my young adult self taking that to mean something entirely different. So when I got money and I got it easy, I felt like there was something wrong with the money because I should have to struggle in order to have money because that was my situation. And so in doing work with my own coach and figuring out what my patterns were and then being able to reset those patterns, I was able to shift and change. So the long and the short of it, without getting too technical and losing everybody who's listening right now.
Oh, I am absolutely fascinated by your story.
Okay.
Before you go there, let me just ask a question about reading.
Okay.
Reading had such a big impact on me and still does. Was there a book or was there a moment? I remember reading those P.L. Travers novels about Mary Poppins, who was very different in the book than she was on the Disney screen. And there's a movie coming out about this, too. But she was kind of mean, Mary Poppins, and in a really attractive way. But what happened to me when I read that book was that was the moment I learned to love reading. I was supposed to read and everything else, but I remember all of a sudden becoming obsessed with reading, and that really triggered all sorts of other adventures for me. Do you remember a book that really spoke to you that allowed you to see that your imagination could change things?
Oh, wow. That is a great question.
If it dawns on you through the rest, I wasn't planning to ask it, but reading was big for me, too. Is big for me.
You know
too.
What book was, and this wasn't really imagination, but the book that was really big for me was The Catcher in the Rye. And being able to really speak about the things that weren't so positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know,